أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال قد وقع عليكم من ربكم رجس وغضب أتجادلونني في أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما نزل الله بها من سلطان فانتظروا إني معكم من المنتظرين. فأنجيناه والذين معه برحمة منا وقطعنا دابر الذين كذبوا بآياتنا وما كانوا مؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 71 and 72 of Surah Al-A'raf. The discussion is the Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wassalam, his interaction with his people, the people of Aad. They began to say to him, فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Bring that which you have promised, that is the adab of Allah Ta'ala, if you are truthful. This Nabi of Allah had invited his people and continued to invite. Now, when they made these claims and these statements, one important fact that Allah Ta'ala had given them physical strength, and they began to ask, قَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. Who is stronger than us? Who is mightier than us in strength? That strength came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now they are competing with Allah Rabbul Izzat. The arrogance is directly with Allah Ta'ala. They are now thinking that they are more greater and they are stronger than Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is a very important point of our own introspection, for us to understand and realize whatever we have in whichever facet of our lives, all of it is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we are supposed to compare our humbleness, our feebleness, our worthlessness, our helplessness to the great Qudrat and the might of Allah. Marifat of Allah Ta'ala is this, that the greater we come to recognize Allah Ta'ala, the more feeble, the more weaker, and the more helpless and useless we will realize we are. But this was not the case with the people of Aad. They began to now compete with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Sayyiduna Hud alayhi salatu wassalam what would eventually happen. And then he then spoke to his people, and again the last of the warnings, قَالَ قَدْ وَقَعَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ رِجِسٌ وَغَضَبٌ. He said that the chastisement, the rijs, the adab from your Rabb, and the ghadab, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has now taken place. One is the ghadab, the wrath of Allah, and then that is the lanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah's adab, Allah has now made muqaddar. Allah ta'ala has revealed to me that the adab and the lanat is still going to come down if you are going to behave in this manner. The other aspect was that he addressed with regards to the idol worship, أَتُجَادِلُونَنِي فِي أَسْمَاءٍ سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. That do you debate with me, do you argue with me with regards to some names that you had given, you and your forefathers, to the idols? They had this habit, like we find certain nations that have today, that this is an idol, this is a god, that they carved out themselves from wood or from stone, and then they said, this is the god of sustenance, and this is the god of children, and this is the god of sons, and this is the god of happiness. We find that in vogue in certain religions today also. And they had these different gods, and they gave them the name of Raziq, and they gave them the name of different things that a person would desire, and they would worship to that god that they would call Razik, that god must now sustain them. So he is asking them this question, that do you debate with me with regards to this, that these are the gods and these are the real thing, power and might, that give you all of these things? مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal any mandate with regards to it. Allah ta'ala did not reveal anything categoric with regards to it. And again, he's bringing to us a very powerful message. Measure everything according to the wahi of Allah Rabbul Izzat. See what the wahi of Allah Ta'ala is. See what are the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. فَانْتَظِرُوا إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُنْتَظِرِينَ. You have now asked for the adab. Now you wait for the adab of Allah Ta'ala. Let the adab of Allah Ta'ala come if that is what you want. And I also will wait and I will also see. But he continued to invite his people towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا. When the adab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had come down, it came in a very unique way. This was a people, a nation, who said, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَى, who began to compete in strength with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So for 3 years, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala stopped the rains. That lush gardens they had, all the agriculture they had, all the orchards they had, was totally destroyed. It comes in the riwayat, it looked like desert land. In other words, barren land, there was not a crop, there was not a blade of grass. Totally Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wiped it all out for a period of 3 years. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created that absolute heat began to overtake them. And now they had to leave their dwellings and they went down into the valleys. Because in the valleys usually you get a bit cooler, so they went into the valleys to try and get some coolness. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent clouds. And these people, they thought that here is it. What is this wood speaking about? Here are the clouds. Allah is going to start sending rain after 3 years. And they said, هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْتِرُنَا, that these are the clouds that are now going to send rain upon us. And they began to follow these clouds into the valley, hoping and wishing for the rain. Then سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا, Allah Ta'ala sent winds, world winds. And Allah Rabbul Izzat sent these hurricane winds. And these winds began to blow سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ for 7 nights وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّام, and for 8 days it continuously blew. Now these were mighty people. It comes in a riwayat that the mightiest of all of them, as far as their height was concerned, 100 zira was a tall person, 1 arm's length, 100 of an arm's length. Can you understand what the might was? The shortest of them was 60 arm length. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent these winds. It began to literally uproot them from the ground. They were jumping out of the ground. And then it turned them upside down and they began to fall on their heads. The Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala manifested that Sayyiduna Hud alayhi salatu wa salam, in one place, he took his people that had brought iman in him, a small group of them, numbers have not been mentioned in the narrations, and they went into what we will call a little cage, a little enclosure. And that wind that was destroying and turning the people upside down, turning their palaces upside down, everything was getting destroyed. He sat there with his people, and for them it was what we will say a breeze. A lovely breeze that they continued to enjoy until each and every person was uprooted. Every house, every palace, every castle was uprooted. And in this way, a community that competed with Allah Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala showed it. Some riwayat show that their heads were being struck against the mountains, and in that way, they've left this world. It comes in a narration, then thereafter, Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wasalam took the small group of people and he went to Makkah Mukarrama, and then he stayed in Makkah Mukarrama. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ, then we emancipated him, we freed him. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا, and those who had brought iman in him, in other words, in Allah Ta'ala, in the message that he had given them, and this was بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنْهَا مِنَّا, it was by the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala. Again, another very important lesson, that when Allah Ta'ala saves us from something, we shouldn't feel that I took these steps, that is why this happened to me. But it is the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Turn the heart immediately to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Others get involved in certain difficulties, calamities, we should just know that it is the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala had saved us. وَقَطَعْنَا دَابِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, and then we cut out the roots of those who disbelieved in our verses. وَمَا كَانُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ, and they did not accept the message, the roots means now the generations were completely cut off. They did not have any offspring because all of them were destroyed. So such Allah Ta'ala gives us these lessons, and these lessons are we learn from the experiences of others, from the mistakes of others, and that is what the Quran Sharif is, that we never would compete ourselves against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whatever Allah has given us, it is a great ni'mat of Allah, it is the rahmah from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallah wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.